下噂でしたよ。 or proclaims, also made it down before the skies. It's got to get very bad press in the New Testament, but we didn't depend on them. When you written records, it's all the sky. You've got the right. So they would have listened, and the prophets would have spoken. And then they're written down, don't they? And of course, if all you've got is live audiences, you have to repeat yourself an awful lot. But sometimes the Bible can be very repetitive. Other times it seems to have different versions of the same thing, say again and again. Sometimes it's a different book. And in time, of course, those writings came together. Eventually, in a book, like the prophet Isaiah. The book of the prophet Isaiah. Well, clearly, some people sat in the audience with Isaiah spoke. They wrote something down. And they modified it when he said something slightly different next time. Then when he died, they went on. Speaking it by reading it out this time, adding to it as well. A few pockets emerge. Eventually, we finish up with the book we have. Start off with the time by Isaiah. Prophecies around the time of the king, in Uzziah. It is mentioned very early on in the chapter of the Isaiah Great Vision. The later books were addressed to people in exile in Babylon. Long after that. But they all belong to the same strand of prophecy that was started by Isaiah. And so we have a book. Covers so much of Israel's history, and it can mean so much to us, no one thinks. So the prophets are one group of writings that the Jewish people preserve and respect and listen to. He didn't stop them developing that with Talmud. What the Mishnah developed as new commentary on the scriptures. And they found that it was wise to be part of the original message. The message of the prophets, the message actually of the whole school of prophecy, the new family. And so the many books of the Bible came together gradually. No arguments, of course, about what should go in and what should stay out. Now, other people find it necessary to write down the law. Now, of course, it started by people remembering it. And then people came across a situation where they had to lie. And they thought, how does that work? They answer that question and wrote it down. So develops a great corpus of law. Mixed in, of course, with the story. Because law is essentially based on story. What happened in a similar situation? So we have the books of the law. This is the story of Moses. Extending the law of the time of the kings, the time beyond that, or over there. The law and the prophets, that phrase sounds familiar, doesn't it, in the scripture? concerning you today very much. Those three things together, to form the Hebrew Bible. Through that Bible, for Jesus knew, the scroll of it, remember we didn't have books like we had in those days. Scroll of it was handed to him. Read in Hebrew. He commented on it in the way that was normal in synagogue worship in those days. And he would have commented on it in the language of his time. It looked the same within the text. The teachers would have spoken Aramaic, the development of Hebrew. And the Hebrew had been learned quite separately from learning how to speak normally. A bit like, I suppose, and we have taken Anglo-Saxon to try to understand it in modern English. Not all the Hebrew. But that's what Jesus was doing. Translating it, explaining it. Because the only record we have of this story, he reached. Dear me. Don't say you must be busy in those days. I doubt that they'll take as much as all you do today. We're all dependent upon translation. So remember that this is Bible Sunday. Do a thought for those who are involved. Either it's the finding the translations you use, or those taking that process forward in other languages. The benefit of people overseas perhaps, different languages which are much rarer, would like the Bible in their own language, as well as being able to speak other languages. Fair thought for those who work on those translations. Those who work still on those translating, the benefit of those who come to this country without a total grasp of English as their native language. Those who work pretty hard for them, speaking English normally, and yet have a much deeper understanding of the privilege we take for granted. Hearing God speak to us in our own language. Well, so far we've talked about the Old Testament, the Jewish scriptures in Hebrew, basically. You mentioned our name. The sense of the process went on to the New Testament. Because all the words of Jesus have been translated the way before us. No original record, written in Hebrew or Aramaic. You can't say that in Aramaic, of course. It's all in English. Which I reckon is an easier language than Hebrew, but not everybody would agree, I suppose. So the Bible, the New Testament that we know, started off again spoken. Probably not so much public here, but quite a bit of the actual apostles and scribes and Paul speaking to large crowds. Much of it being spoken to people who had come to believe in Jesus. Wanting to know more. Asking one another, let them know something else. Some other story we told, some other miracle we did. We talked about it. Some of them wrote this down. Gradually those things got pulled together by people called Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Not that they know anything. We're not really sure about their identity, any of them. We think that Luke, chapter 4, quite likely it was he the one that actually pulled everything together. Was he one of the writers that 像不要说过境说那么多，我去报什么本山，这个告诉这个单位，哎，去报什么本山的事，你看他两省里面一百，你报班的你报兵的，要看你意思，还是有没有推销？你这里有 IPS？But he went home for being himself with God's Spirit to the congregations of that day. Whatever the mechanism of how the Bible came to do that, the key is the Holy Spirit. And only under the guidance of the Holy Spirit could they get in a little at once.Hundreds of people involved in talking about these things, writing them down, gathering them together, separating the truth from the untruth, the made up, putting together the work that we now know as the Bible. God speaking to us.Valuable if he does just that. By telling us how it spoke to the people beforehand a long time ago. But let's realize just how many people were involved, how exciting must have been to hear those first stories, those first prophecies, even that first law.There's so many people involved in that process, and you are too. As you talk about the stories of Jesus, all the stories of Moses come to that, and you tell other people something of what you've heard, what you believe. And those stories begin to make a difference in your life.The lives of people around you. So on this day, we give thanks. There are many people involved in that process, gathering the Bible together and expressing it in a language we can understand. And let's all be aware of the part that each of us can play in spreading that same word of God in the world.